Proclamation number 5281 of 26th of December, 1951. Power of the Spirit shortly before the end. The power of the Spirit will burst forth with all conquering might. Then my own will bear witness to me in my glory, but also to people's sin and darkness, who would certainly like to conceal it, but who will see it ruthlessly exposed by the Spirit from my own. My Spirit will become effective to such an extent that even the opponents will take notice of the unusual activity by the servants of light. But this will only cause an increased will to defend themselves, for Satan impels them to work against my own. The light and the darkness are obviously fighting each other, and this is the sign of the end, that the battle will no longer be waged in secret but in public, and that it is considered good and right that the faith in me is declared a battle. Then my adversary believes he has won his game. Then the battle will flare up so fiercely that the world of light will also intervene, and an incessant influx of strength from the spiritual kingdom will be recognizable, for my own will no longer be timid or afraid of the threats and decrees on the part of earthly power. They will be so filled with the strength of my Spirit that they will testify vividly with a power of persuasion which will fill all people with astonishment and also still change a few in the last hour. For I am no longer a distant God to my own, I have truly become a father to my own, to whom they trustingly cast their hearts, whom they childishly call upon for help, and whom they confess before the world in every hour with unshakable faith and courage. My Spirit will work so obviously, and the strength of my Spirit will flood my own, that they will remain steadfast and lose all fear and timidity in the joyful certainty of my coming. And I will come to them, visibly or tangibly, and strengthen, comfort and encourage them. I will be with them and give ever new signs of my presence, because the final battle of faith requires great strength from my own, and this strength can only be exceptionally supplied to them through me myself. Then signs and miracles will happen as proclaimed, yet the strength of my Spirit will bring them about, for in the last days these miracles will no longer signify compulsory faith, only strengthening for my own and judgment for my adversaries, who will not be changed in their thinking and striving even by such evidence of my divine influence, who fully consciously hand themselves over to Satan for the sake of earthly possessions, who take action against my own in order to serve him. And they will receive their reward. They will have to share the fate of the one who is my adversary, who will be bound on the day of judgment when I fetch my own to me into my kingdom. Amen.